This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from here at Minster. Wildcats and Tigers. Minster against Jackson Center girls high school basketball here this evening. Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference, Jackson Center from the Shelby County Athletic League. These two clubs have similar records. Jackson Center 5-2, 2-2 in the SCAL. Minster 4-2 on the year, 1-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. These two clubs played one heck of a game against each other at Jackson Center a year ago. Minster won it in OT. Jackson Center led late the sixth. A Katie McClurg field goal for Minster got the game tied up, sent it in to the extra session, and the Wildcats pulled it out. Recent contests played by both teams. Opponent, Fort Loramie. Minster played the Redskins right to the buzzer, 50-47. Loss suffered by Minster to Fort Loramie this past Saturday. In the last several days, Fort Loramie defeated Jackson Center by a score of 52-30. Although, Chuck, we knew a long time ago, especially in girls high school basketball, you don't begin to compare common opponents. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And I tell you, when Fort Loramie and Minster play, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter if one team's even a lot better than the other one. It's going to be a game. And Minster, from the time I saw them last until last Saturday when we had the game, they've improved a bunch.
Minster Wildcats have lost a couple in a row to Marion Local and Fort Loramie, two staunch opponents, of course. And we'll hear from head coach Mike Wiss of Minster in several minutes. Also, second-year head coach at Jackson Center, Tiffany Brown, was mic'd up at practice earlier this week, and we will hear dialogue with Coach Brown. So far this season, the Jackson Center Tigers have won five, as I mentioned, opening up with three straight triumphs against Bethel, Rushi, and Covington. Win over Covington was significant. It's a pretty good Buccaneers girls basketball team this year, and Jackson Center won that on the road. Beat Rushi by 11, Covington away from home by 6. Lost a 10-pointer at Anna, down Botkins at home, 41-25. Lost to Fort Loramie by 22, and defeated Lima Perry this past Saturday by a score of 46-38 on the road in Allen County. Minster's opening game, a 46-17 win over Wapakoneta for the Minster girls, then a 36-27 triumph over Rushi. Defeated Arcanum on the road by 5, 53-48. One in the MAC against Coldwater away from home, 35-22, and lost the last two to Marion Local, 46-34, and Fort Loramie by 3. Another common opponent, as you might have gleaned, Rushi. Jackson Center beat the Raiders by 11, and Minster downed Rushi by 9. Minster led by 15, 16 points much of that second half, so that final score of less than 10 is a bit deceiving. Junior varsity game winding down. 4 minutes left in the contest. Big lead for Minster. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Girls high school basketball tonight. Minster hosting Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Slide into the holidays with Sliders from Frisch's. Get two classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders family pack. Get six sliders and your choice of four sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with Sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCal Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecurCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, the music is fired up loud and clear here at the Minster Wildcats High School gym. Both girls teams out on the floor. Minster to our left, Jackson Center to our right, taking warm-ups in advance of the start of this game in about 13 or 14 minutes. Minster girls hosting Jackson Center here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Glad to have you aboard. Don't forget tomorrow night, Anna Boys on the road at Rushi, a quarter till 7, approximate airtime. Tomorrow night, Rushi Raiders
host the Anna Boys in Shelby County Athletic League action. Mike West, eighth-year head coach of the Minster Girls, has totaled more than 20 years coaching with Nan Stecksholdy, who's on the sideline with Mike. Mike was Nan's assistant for many, many seasons. Mike, from 25 to 30 years, has coached girls basketball, baseball, which he still does, even some football. He has one, two, three, count them, three state championships in baseball, and he's a member of the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame is Mike West, and a couple of state championships in basketball. Boy, those teams prior to 2020 were outstanding in 18 and 19. Two great Minster teams those two seasons, won state titles, and Minster was on the road back to the Final Four. The health crisis spring, that was the year of 2020. Fort Loramie was on its way as well, and the two might have collided in the state championship. They were in the opposite brackets in the state Final Four in Division Four. Didn't get to play, however, that season. Minster had won state titles the previous couple of campaigns. Lily Barhorst out for Minster, probably gone for the entire season. 12 points a game last year, 9 rebounds. She is missed, a senior. But seniors Lydia Mesher, Anna Larger, Kayla Lamb, all filling in. Fine juniors, Addie Inskeep, Sadie Niemeyer. Excellent freshman at guard off the bench in Callie Schmiesing. Jackson Center Tigers feature McKinley Reichert, 14 points a game in the middle. She is quite a rebounder, good scorer on the inside, and she'll be joined in the starting lineup more than likely by Addie Biederman and Presley Reese, who both score about 9 a game, along with Macy Kloffenstein and Grace Springer. Unfortunately, Kendall Reese not available off the bench. Maybe a significant knee injury. That's too bad. Should be a good ball game, Chuck. It was last year. Similar cast of characters. Minster graduated a few more than to Jackson Center. But it'll be interesting to see how Jackson Center gets started in this tilt tonight.
Right, I agree. I talked to a couple of Minster people that I know when I got here early, and they said that if they get the Minster team that played Marion Local, there's a real good chance Jackson will win. If they get the team that played Loramie on Saturday, that gives them the shot. And I think that Reichert is going to get her points. She needs help. And if they could round into like three or four other girls that had a shot at scoring for them, yep, they'd be a good basketball team.
Yep, they need another double-digit performer in addition to McKinley Reichert. Will Minster suffer a letdown after that near upset win over Fort Loramie here at Minster on Saturday? Time will tell. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for certain. We've already alluded to those for Jackson Center. Reichert needs assistance in scoring, no doubt. Jackson Center's got to hang tough and close through the first couple of quarters. Lydia Mesher needs to get going for Minster. She's been a fine performer all year. Had a super game when we covered the Rushi at Minster girls game earlier in the season. Key building components for these two girls clubs here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, and I'll be paying you a visit at Francis Schulze bright and early tomorrow morning. Ken, thanks to you and your staff at Francis Schulze so much. We'll return with more from here at Minster. Tip-off 9 minutes away. Jackson Center Tigers on the road against the Minster Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee back here at Minster. I made an oversight. I apologize. Minster is 4-3, having lost to Ottoville here, as well as Marion Local in Fort Loramie. I just talked with head coach Mike West. Wildcats looking for their first home triumph of the season, having won four road games and dropped three straight here at the Minster Gym. So it's Jackson Center 4-2, Minster, or I should say Jackson Center 5-2, and Minster 4-3 here tonight. Our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment coming up. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of scoresbroadcast.com 18 years ago. LaCal is a Scores founding partner. We're online today because of support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. And before boys' games, LaCal and Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders. Before girls' games, LaCal spotlights a player from each team. Tonight for Jackson Center, we talk about Addie Biederman, a senior, daughter of J.R. and Laura. 3.5 GPA for Addie. Active in track, sprint and high jump, FFA, FCA, honor roll. Assists in nursery activities at the church. She'll consider Bowling Green State University and study middle childhood education. For Minster, Anna Larger, senior, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Doug and Carla. Also a track performer, participates in the sprints. FFA, youth leadership, math club. She'll pursue college at UD or UC and engage in international business. Anna Larger for Minster, Addie Biederman for Jackson Center, our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight performers here tonight. More from Minster in a couple of minutes. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations, 6 states.
Well, earlier this week we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with second year head coach at Jackson Center, Tiffany Brown. She gave us her starting five for tonight and said she's pleased with minutes her young ladies are getting off the bench for Jackson Center.
We do have some experience this year. We feel like at the varsity level, and our depth has been a little bit more this year. So we have a little bit more, we're a little bit more comfortable with our bench and playing our subs this year. So our leading scorer is McKinley Reichert, and she's also leading in rebounds, and that's kind of how she gets going, is off of the board. So she has 14 points per game right now is what she's averaging, and then Addie Biederman and Presley Reese are both averaging 9 points a game. So Presley, we kind of always ask her to play really tough defense on one of the best players of the other team, so she's very much in the defensive side of things. And then Addie always makes things develop by attacking the basket and making things happen for other people. So we also have Macy Kloppenstein, who has chipped in the past 2 games with 8 points. I think she's starting to kind of feel more comfortable, more confident, and hit a stride right now. Definitely man defense, and so I fit in well here because that is something that's always been big here. So we like to pressure the ball. We really don't do anything fancy with trapping and those sorts of things. So just really all up in your face, a good man-to-man defense. Minster, they just had a really good game against Fort Laramie. And last year we had a good game with Minster. I think they beat us by 1 point. So the girls kind of remember that game. We know that they're going to bring it. I anticipate a very good game on Thursday.
Tiffany Brown, second-year head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers. At the other end of the floor, Mike Wiss, head man for the Minster program. And he highlighted his club's recent play against the Flyers and Redskins.
Well, this last week we played Marion Local and Laramie, and you learn a lot about yourself when you get tested. And we did in both of those games. Both of them were a little bit different games. The Marion game, we didn't play our best in the first half. We learned a lot about ourselves, and I'm really proud of the effort that we gave against Fort Laramie on Saturday. And we just had the discussion here to start practice today. We need to do our best. We play best when we play fast. And I'm okay with fast. Let's just play fast and smart at the same time. Well, I think our first, we got to talk about our two inside girls. Lydia Mesher scored a little bit early for us and then went into a little slump. Having 12 points against Laramie was important on Saturday for us to stay in that. Addie Inskeep is a kind of got to be our go-to person on the inside without Lily Barhorse there. And guard-wise, we got a little rotation going. We're young in some guard spots. Anna Larger is a senior guard that is really quick. She plays good defense for us. Sadie Niemeyer, Annie Himmelgarn, both very capable of doing what they do. Let's just get it now maybe on both ends of the floor, offense and defense. And we're starting to mix in a little girl, freshman, but Callie Schmiesing. You know, just haven't seen the deer in the headlights look out of a freshman yet, so that's a good sign.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Yes, sir.
And we welcome you back here to Minster. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Starting lineups have been introduced for the visiting Jackson Center Tigers. Addie Biederman at a power forward spot, 6 feet tall, a senior. She's joined by Macy Kloppenstein on the front line, a 6'1" senior. McKinley Reichert at forward, a 5'11" junior. Grace Springer in the backcourt, a 5'5" senior, along with Presley Reese, a 5'9" junior. It is a pretty tall front line for the Jackson Center girls. Minster Wildcats opening five includes Addie Inskeep, forward, 5'10" junior. Lydia Mesher, forward, 5'10" senior. Also in the opening lineup is Sadie Niemeyer, a 5'5" junior guard. The fourth starter here tonight is Kayla Lamb, a 5'11" senior wing player. Anna Larger on the outside, a 5'8" senior. Larger played extremely well in the game against Fort Laramie on Saturday, as did Lydia Mesher for the Minster Wildcats. Chuck, you saw that game firsthand. Minster led much of the second half before falling by 3.
Well, they had a 7-point lead, and they had a chance to tie it at the end of the game. Couldn't get the shot off, but they played really well. And I want to tell you, Laramie was lucky to win that game. I'm not sure if Minster didn't outplay them.
Yeah, the important thing Minster tries to do when it plays Fort Laramie is limit the transition points, make Fort Laramie score in the half court, and Mike said we gave them 4 points
right
in transition the entire game, and that was the key as to why Minster hung tough with Fort Laramie on Saturday and almost beat the Redskins. Here at the start of this game tonight, right away, Minster fires in a 3. Lydia Mesher, outstanding shooter from the perimeter. At 5'10", boy, she can surge up over anybody and let it go. She might have had a toe on the line. The scoreboard says it's just a deuce. So it's 2-0 in favor of Minster. Jackson Center with a poor pass to the half court. Here's Minster with a run out the other way. It's Kayla Lamb, baseline right. On top again to who else? Mesher. This one falls short and goes out of bounds. Oh. Opening 48 seconds, 2-0 in favor of Minster.
She did a nice job of getting her feet set, just didn't get her legs into the shot.
10 players in backcourt. Minster putting on the heat. Jackson Center tries to break pressure and loses the ball again at midcourt. Minster quickly Down low on the right, advantage Wildcats, 3-on-2, shot no good, foul, rebound, and it goes against the Minster Wildcats over the back.
Jackson's had three possessions and three turnovers.
Niemeyer had an opportunity right there for Minster to put the Wildcats up 4-0. Jackson Center does get it up and over the timeline with comfort on this occasion. Out on the arc, it's held on the play by Macy Kloffenstein. Kloffenstein looks down inside, can't find a teammate. Goes on the arc to Presley Reese. Reese bounces high right to McKinley Reichert. Given up to Biederman. Here is Biederman dribbling through the lane. Addy flips it up, off balance, off the rim. Rebound ricochets out of bounds to the Tigers. 2-0 Minster. We played a minute 33 here in the opening quarter. Jackson Center in the road black, orange numbers trimmed in white. Minster home, white top to bottom, black numerals outlined in orange. And low on the left, Macy Kloffenstein gets a loose ball for Jackson Center and sticks it in to tie the game. Errant pass by Mesher of Minster, picked off on the play by Presley Reese of Jackson Center, who darts down the floor all the way to the rack, into the lane area, fouled on the arm, and she'll get two. Nice take by Presley Reese.
Boy, she just, from the time she got to midcourt, she was going to the basket.
A couple of free throws here for Presley. Wears number 10 on her back. Shot is up and no good off the back iron. I love these fluorescent, what, pink or orange? They're shiny shoes. Not sure how to describe the color, but the Jackson Center's feet can be seen from out on Route 119 or Route 66. Foul shots good, both of them, by Presley Reese for the Tigers. Lead 4-2. Played a couple of minutes. Minster with a cross-court skip pass to Mesher in the right corner. Outside to Lamb. Straight away to Larger. Popping out to catch. Mesher looks for a cutter. Can't find one. Deals to Sadie Niemeyer straight away. Niemeyer, 5'5", junior guard on the bounce. Throws right wing. It is handed off on the play to Mesher. Mesher gives to Lamb. Ball batted by the Tigers. Wildcats get it back. Played a minute and a half. First quarter. It's 3-2 Jackson Center. Reese did not make both free throws.
That's the first one.
She went 1-of-2 at the stripe. Here's a poor pass by Minster, stolen by Jackson Center. And then retaken by the Wildcats at the center line. Bust out by Larger. Good for two. 4-3. Minster by a point. Foul Wildcats. Over guarding in backcourt. Called against Lydia Mesher. Substitution for Minster. Annie Hemmelgarn comes in. 5'7 soft for Mesher. Here's Jackson Center. Baseball pass to midcourt. Intended for Biederman. Through her hands. Picked off by Niemeyer. Niemeyer races up for Minster.
Pass.
Oh, great dish on the play. Cutting to the rim. Inskeep on the finish.
Wow.
Niemeyer gave it up at the right time. Well done. 6-3 Minster. 4:50 left here in the opening quarter. Biederman midcourt. She's being hounded by two players. Throws it off the fingertips of Kloffenstein. And here is Minster. 3-on-1. Late feed. Layup. Yes. Basket for Lamb. Jackson Center needs a timeout. 8-3 Wildcats. 4:32 left in the first. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
A new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing in Arushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive
It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Kloffenstein just got a two-pointer for Jackson Center after the timeout, her second goal of this game. And then Minster throws it away. Jackson Center gets a quick three from Biederman. It barely caught iron. Minster touched it below the basket, and the Tigers will throw it in, trailing by 3-8-5 with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Abriana Webker, a 5'9 junior guard, on the court now for Minster. Ball inbounded low on the left for McKinley Reichert of Jackson Center. She's knotted up by the Wildcats. Arrow favors Minster.
Seven turnovers now on the Tigers. Mm.
Not a good pace. Now you don't want to do the math, because that equates to more than 30 more than 30 for the game.
Yeah.
Here is Minster in possession to her left. Oh, open is larger as she zipped in from the right flank. Nobody covered her up. She beat her lady on defense and went right to the rim for two. Couple of nice goals for Larger. Biederman quickly down the floor for Jackson Center. Tries to throw to Reichert in the post. It's spoiled and taken away by Minster. Niemeyer out back to Larger. Wow, long, high-arching 26-footer. Short. Rebound on the floor. Gobbled up by Minster and laid in. Woo! What a play. Well done by Inskeep, who kept it alive. And then Larger foul it or miss and scored two more.
Yep.
Minster's up 7, 12-5. 2:54 left to go, opening quarter.
Two of the best assists we've seen this year, right in this quarter.
Yeah, Minster sharing the basketball extremely well. Here's Biederman over the timeline for Jackson Center. Down the right side to Grace Springer. Springer lobs low on the right to the cutter, McKinley Reichert, who got to the rim and laid it through. 12-7, Jackson Center trailing by 5, 2.5 to go first quarter. Minster attacks to our left. They clear out for a driver. It is Annie Hemmelgarn. She's closed off 10 feet from the rim. Sends it on top to Webker in the middle, Mesher. Right flank to a teammate. Wildcats reset on the arc in the person of Webker, who's guarded by the Jackson Center Tigers, Grace Springer. Here's a wild shot from behind the foul line. No good. Off to the left. Missed badly. And Jackson Center's got the board. Tigers down by 5, 12-7. A minute 50 left to go here in the opening quarter. D. Lichtenberg is checked in, 5'7 junior. Minster pries the ball loose, and then it's fumbled out of bounds at midcourt. It'll be the Tigers' possession. Second year head coach for Jackson Center, Tiffany Brown. And she has had a lot of experience during her coaching tenure over the years. In fact, while at Wright State, as a student, she coached at Yellow Springs. She's also had a lengthy stint coaching girls' hoops at Troy. Also in the state of South Carolina, in West Columbia for 7 years. Botkins High School graduate. Here's a foul line jump shot by Kloffenstein of Jackson Center. No good. Rebound torn away by Reichert. Gives it up on the arc to Presley Reese, who enters the lane. Shot stuffed, taken away by Lamb of Minster, which is up 5. 80 seconds left to go opening quarter. Mesher feeds into the paint, thrown on the arc to Sadie Niemeyer. Swish! Long three ball by Niemeyer. 15-7 Wildcats. A minute 9 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Jackson Center with the ball in backcourt on the bounce. It's Presley Reese. What's been called? Turnover, Tigers.
Double dribble. She started to throw a pass. It wasn't open. She caught it. Dribbled again.
Another miscue for the visiting team, which is down 8 at 15-7. 1 minute even to go in the opening quarter. Minster with the ball at midcourt. It is passed on the play to Niemeyer. Outside the arc on the left to Lamb. Deep left corner. Niemeyer again goes baseline left to Ava Stammen, 5'11 junior. Ball shaken free by Biederman. Rolls to midcourt. Minster collects it. Lamb down the right side. Picked up at long range by Reichert. At the elbow on the right. Minster's Lamb doesn't shoot. Flips it cross court to Himmelgarn. Into the post area. Jackson Center defends. Bodies go to the floor. Working in tight quarters as Minster in the lane. Ball hooked up from 6 feet. Shot no good by Stammen. Rebound Stammen. Throws it baseline right to Lamb, who misfires from 15. Again, a rebound by Minster. Another long three is good. Sadie Niemeyer, bottom of the well. She is on target. 5 seconds left to go, opening quarter. Jackson Center's Reichert over the timeline. Guns it high off the board. No good. Minster 18, Jackson Center 7 after 1 on scores.broadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, the Minster Wildcats, who got 14 points from Lydia Mesher on Saturday against Fort Loramie and 13 from Anna Larger in that game, plus 8 from freshman guard Callie Schmiesing, have been boosted by a couple of threes early on tonight from Sadie Niemeyer. Niemeyer for Minster has 6, and it's 18-7 in favor of Minster starting the second quarter. And then McKinley Reichert opens play in the second 8-minute session with a good driving play across the paint. Banked it in. Minster attacks. 1, 2, 3 passes and a field goal on the inside by Inske.
Just really nice ball movement.
Sharing the basketball so well, Minster here in the early going. We played 30 seconds in the second quarter of play. 20-9 Wildcats, who managed to steal the ball down on the inside from Presley Reese. And then the Tigers, in their anxiety to get the ball back, foul, and Minster brings it down the floor, up 11, 20-9. This match is Minster's biggest advantage. Ball thrown, foul line extended left at Stammen. Goes to work inside and Biederman. Flips it on the arc to Lamb. Lamb hands off to Callie Schmiesing, about whom we spoke a moment ago. Just a freshman. Ball thrown to the post. Double team Jackson Center. Strong move by Inskeep off the side of the board. Rebound poked out by the Tigers. 6:57 left in the second. 20-9. Minster in the lead. Ball lobbed from beneath the rim to the arc. Then it goes left corner to Schmiesing, who steps inside the arc, short on the shot. And Jackson Center recovers. Reese has it. She exposes the ball. It's tied up by Minster. And the arrow will favor the Wildcats. That goes down in the book as another turnover. Mesher in for Minster in place of Stammen. 6:46 to go, quarter number two. 20-9, Minster over Jackson Center. Lydia Mesher, foul line extended left, picked up McLaughlinstein. Right wing to Schmiesing, and she uncorks a long one. It's a little strong from three-point land. Weak side rebound, though, by Niemeyer. Minster still controls. Dribble drive, Mesher. Oh, she works her way down the right side of the lane. Strong maneuver to the rack for two more.
That's just way too easy.
Nice play by Mesher. She saw the opening, went through the crevice down the right side of the paint, and poured it through off the backboard. 6:11 left to go here in the second quarter. 22-9 in favor of Minster. Biggest spread, 13 points. Straight away with the ball is Presley Reese for Jackson Center. Staggers into the lane. Lost the ball. Minster, another takeaway. Long heave down the floor into the forecourt. Tie up occurs. 5:53 left to go here in quarter number two. 22-9. 13-point lead for the Minster Wildcats, who've been buoyed so far by a couple of threes from Sadie Niemeyer. Those are our Wisebridge plays of the first half so far. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
McKinley Reichert working hard on the inside for Jackson Center. Attracts a two-shot foul as she tries to trim a couple points off this Minster 13-point bulge. She connects on the free throw. 22-10. Wildcats lead. 5:37 to go until halftime. Second shot, Reichert in the air. Yep, got them both.
I like that form.
Boy, she really flexes those knees. Good follow through.
Elbow in, exactly how you teach it.
It doesn't raise the ball too much above the top of her head, just enough. Double-digit lead for Minster, 11, 22-11, 5.5 left to go, second quarter. Minster attacking, far left wing, it's Hemmelgarn. Out on top to Schmiesing, freshman guard on the bounce against Lichtenberg, who's on the floor for Jackson Center. Long lob down inside to Inske. Good defense by McLaughlinstein of Jackson Center, which takes it away. Outlet to Biederman. Biederman fakes left, goes right, steers her way into the lane, fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll get two. Nice navigating of the free throw lane area by Biederman at Jackson Center. She took it into the thicket and drew the two-shot foul. 5:06 left, second quarter. 11-point spread, Minster on top. Addy, a left-hander, hits the foul shot to make it 22-12, Minster. Lichtenberg and Pringer on the floor for Jackson Center, along with Klopfenstein, Reichert, and Biederman at the stripe. Good again on free throw number two. Four straight foul shots by the Tigers, who have shaved 4 points off that Minster lead. It's now 22-13, 4:55 to go in the second. Schmiesing, deep left corner, picked up by Lichtenberg. Schmiesing for Minster. Throws it straight away to Hemmelgarn. Here's Niemeyer hanging on. Gives it far right flank to teammate Kayla Lamb. Now Niemeyer near the Wildcats logo at midcourt. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Coming out to catch Hemmelgarn. Ball high overhead. Foul line extended left. It goes to Lamb into the post. Then to the right flank to Schmiesing, who starts a drive. Ball worked on the perimeter to Niemeyer. Foul line to Lamb, starts a drive, doesn't shoot. Ball skipped cross court on the play for Schmiesing, and she cannot reel it in out of bounds to the Tigers, who have a chance here to chip away at that Minster advantage, which is 9. It could go to 6 or 7 on this possession.
Good defensive possession that time for Jackson.
Yep, sure was. For darn near a minute, the Tigers held the Wildcats at bay. Foul line extended to the left. It's Reichert. Nice lob down inside of the gutter. Biederman, and The shot was altered, hit the underneath side of the board. Niemeyer blitzes down the floor for Minster, hits a teammate Schmiesing. Her shot a little too quick off the bottom of the glass, and Jackson Center's got it. Cross court to Reichert, open from 17. Bingo! McKinley Reichert is on the money. 22-15 in favor of Minster, which counters in a hurry. Hemelgarn chucks one up from 16 feet, left wing, no. Rebound Jackson Center. Here go the Tigers down the floor. The cutter Kloffenstein missed it, in and out. And the rebound is tied up. Arrow favors Minster. Tough break, last shot by the Tigers almost went in. Love the pace of these two clubs, Chuck.
They share the ball well. If Jackson, they've got 12 turnovers, they knock that off. They're back in the game, only down 7.
Except for maybe one possession in this contest tonight, we have not needed a shot clock.
No.
These two girls' teams playing at a much quicker pace than a lot of boys' teams. Top of the circle, inskeep for Minster. Outside the arc on the left to Abriana Webker. Minster on the bounce. 3:08 to go here in the second. 7-point lead for the Wildcats. Here's a long three, airborne, left side of the floor. Webker right down through the cords. Minster's chucking up the threes, hitting a pretty good percentage. Jackson Center down 10, trying to attack the paint area. Minster steals, breaking quickly down the floor is Inskeep. Inskeep throws far right wing to the three-point shooter. Good again, Hemelgarn. Wow, just like that, the lead is stretched from 7 to 13 for Minster. 2:32 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center with the ball. Biederman top of the circle. Nice pick and roll with Kloffenstein, who could not clutch it. That's because her arm was grabbed. Team foul situation. 3 on Minster in the quarter. 2 on Jackson Center. Timeout called. 2:25 till halftime. 28-15 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, Jackson Center girls made 4 free throws. Reichert notched a field goal. And Jackson Center cut the Minster 13-point lead to 7. Then the Wildcats quickly buried a couple of triples. And it's a 13-point game again. Jackson Center with another turnover down to her right. Minster ball with 2 minutes to go in the second. Wildcats lead at 28-15. Here is the leather loose on the court, right at the timeline. Bodies fly. It is another jump arrow, says Minster will retain it. Wildcats inbounding. It is Sadie Niemeyer at midcourt. High screen set by Inskeep for Niemeyer, who veers off of it. Hands it back to Inskeep, top of the circle. High left to Webker. Webker guarded by Reichert. Here's Niemeyer, 25 feet out. 1:40 left in the second. Ball thrown to the post. Good overplay from behind by Lichtenberg, who deflects it. Deflected it to Pringer. Down the floor to Lichtenberg. Layup good. Nice two-person game. Lichtenberg and Reese with the assist. And it's an 11-point game, 28-17. That was all fueled by the Lichtenberg deflection down here to her left. Quickly, Minster wheels the ball into the post, foul against Jackson Center from the backside. Kloffenstein picks it up, third on the team. Minster possession, baseline right of the basket. 1:18 to go, quarter number 2. Ball inbounded, right corner. Open player is Annie Hemelgarn. a little heavy on the three-point shot. Rebound Biederman for Jackson Center. And she barrels down the floor, didn't give it up, took it all the way into the lane, and then defense by Minster caused another miscue.
15 now.
1 minute to go, second quarter, 11-point contest. Minster in front. Webker, 30 feet away on the left, top of the circle, Stammen. Head coach Mike Wiss has played about 10 young ladies in this game. Here's a three ball, open player Webker, short, long rebound, Stammen, slides down the paint area, flipped it off the window, no good. Rebound Reichert ahead to Biederman. Her left-handed three, shy of the mark, no good. Rebound pinballed around. Lichtenberg fights for it, gets it. Oh, what a play by Dee Lichtenberg. My goodness. Dee Lichtenberg scrapped hard on the floor. What tenacity. Dug it off the hardwood, handed it off to Reichert, who finished.
That's two possessions in a row. The Lichtenberg has been outstanding.
That's a wise bridge play here at the end of the first half, without question. Good hustle by Dee Lichtenberg, leading to a field goal for the Tigers. 9-point game. Minster in front, 20 seconds left here in the first half. And Minster goes back door, and it's spoiled on the play, but Jackson Center, which steals. Down the floor to Biederman. Into the post to Reichert. Turnaround shot short. Foul from the backside against Reichert of Jackson Center. With 8.3 to go in the second, and Minster ahead by 9. Jackson Center's got to play strong D here in the final 8 ticks. Minster to midcourt in the person of Hemelgarn. Checked on the play by Reese. Now the three-point shooter lets it fly. Long one by Inskeep. She hurried it. It was wide right off the glass. And the first half ends 28-19. Minster by 9 over Jackson Center. Good girls game, fast action, exciting plays. Well done by both teams. 28-19 Minster over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster. Minster Girls 28, Jackson Center 19 at halftime. Biggest lead for Minster, 13 points on two occasions in that second period of play. Jackson Center fell behind 8-3 at the outset. Tigers have never led in this game, but are by no means out of it. It's a 9-point differential after two quarters. Our halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. In fact, Schnipple builds hotels for the hospitality industry. And by J&J Brodigham in Sydney, it is your preferred underground plumbing specialist, J&J Brodigham. Chuck?
Well, looking at the stats, Minster has an 11-10 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. The Tigers turned it 15 times in the first half. They're lucky it's only 9. Minster turned it 7. Individual scoring for Jackson, they were led by McKinley Reichert with 10. She is as advertised. I saw her as a freshman, didn't see her last year. She's a good basketball player. 4 from Kloffenstein, 2 from Lichtenberg. They got 2 from Biederman and 1 from Reese. They scored 7 and 12, 19 for the first half, 5 of 6 for the free throw line. Minster led by, they got a lot of girls that scored. They got 6 out of Larger and 6 out of Niemeyer, 4 each from Inskeep and Mesher. They got 3 from Webker. They got 3 from Hemmelgarn. They got 2 from Lamb. They did not go to the free throw line in the first half, and they scored 18 and 10, lead it 28-19 at the half.
How many different Minster girls have made threes, Chuck?
Let's see. You got 1, 2, 3. They've made 4. Niemeyer's got 2 of them, and then Hemmelgarn hit 1, and Webker hit 1 in the second quarter.
Halftime count, 28-19, Minster over Jackson Center. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott,
Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Oh, what a play by D. Lichtenberg of Jackson Center there late in the second quarter. She scrapped hard down on the floor. She was on all fours. I'm sure she scraped some skin off the knees and raked away a loose ball in the paint area at Jackson Center's offensive end. Dished the ball off to McKinley Reichert for an easy bucket. That was a great Wisebridge play of that first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Our score as we get set to start the third quarter is Minster 28, Jackson Center girls 19. Opening action, third period of play. Lydia Mesher sends the ball in to Annie Himmelgarn. Now a larger on the arc for the Wildcats in the home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. Jackson Center, the road black. Orange numerals trimmed in white. Good passing into the post, then to Larger in the right corner. Bingo! Line drive, jump shot, a deuce. She straddled the arc and poured it through. Good work of the basketball by Minster, finding the open young lady in the person of Larger. And she had a good game, 12 points against Fort Loramie on Saturday. Countering quickly for Jackson Center. Long three try. No good by Presley Reese. Rebound down to Minster, which leads by 11. 50 seconds gone. Quarter number three. Again, a good pass. Larger to Mesher across the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Kayla Lamb, deflected out by Jackson Center. First few minutes, third quarter. This game, Chuck, mighty important to the Tigers' cause.
Right. Well, they're down 11 again, and then they really got a, this is a good defensive stop right here is what they need.
Larger, deep right corner, Mesher for Minster. Larger straight away. Ball skip, cross court. Three-point try, Mesher. It's in the air. Strong, no good. Oh, what an offensive rebound by Larger. Left baseline, undercut on the play by Reese. And Minster will inbound, baseline left, up 11, 30-19, 6:51 to go in quarter number three. Ball pitched into Inskeep, top of the circle. On a weave, Himmelgarn, 25 feet out, it's Lamb, goes into the post area, and forcing up a shot is Inskeep. She had a defender on her back, knew she would get contact, and a couple of free throws are awarded to Inskeep of Minster.
first two free throws of the night for the Wildcats.
Foul shot is banked in, and she'll take it. Addie Inskeep, a little heavy on the shot, hit the window directly above the flange, and it curled around the rim and through the netting. That one is pure. Didn't catch any iron or glass at all. And there's that 13-point spread again for Minster. At least three or four times the Wildcats have been up by that many in this game. We played 90 seconds in the third quarter, and Jackson Center flips it for Biederman in the right corner of the floor, and the pass is much too high, out of bounds. Tigers simply have had too many floor errors in this game. Here is Minster attacking to our right. It is Kayla Lamb behind the arc to Mesher, who looks for Hemmelgarn cutting. Now Mesher drives, feeds straight away to Larger. Left side pass, Inskeep. Well, Minster doesn't dribble much at all. Maybe a bounce or two per player, that's about it. Ball given up quickly. Far left side, it goes on the play to Mesher. Now beneath the rim, lost momentarily, gotten back by Minster. Good defensive stand here by Jackson Center until that drive to the rim by Hemmelgarn as she blitzed her way around a couple players. And what's been ruled? Unstationary screen. Moving was Minster, allowing the driver to get to the cup. The goal is nullified. And it's 32-19 still, Jackson Center possession.
Yeah, Larger just kind of slid her hip over just enough to catch it. The referee made a good call.
5:38 to go, third quarter. Forecourt left is Jackson Center. Ball kicked out of bounds by Minster, booted by Larger. Again, this is an important stretch for Jackson Center, trailing once more by 13. Tigers need to stay in touch. Significant possession here. Here's Pringer straight away. Fires left corner, Biederman outside the arc. Flips it cross court to the open shooter, Reese. She lets it fly from three-point land off the flange. No good. Rebound shot in the lane. Kloffenstein might have been deflected. Minster gathers. Here come the Wildcats. Larger down the floor. Baseline right feeds Mesher, and she sinks it from 15. Larger gave it up. Mesher canned it. Biggest lead of the night. It swells to 15 for Minster, 34-19. High dribble by Biederman outside the paint, low on the right. Foul, Minster, reach in.
Boy, Minster as a team, they just shoot the ball well. They shoot threes, they shoot mid-range, and they pass the ball very well.
Yep, steadily improving is this Minster club. Ball inbounded by Jackson Center beneath the rim. Pressure by Minster, and it causes another mistake. Out of bounds to the Wildcats. Tigers turn it over again. 4:46 to go, third quarter. Kayla Lamb, 35 feet away, outside the arc of the left to Mesher. 15-point difference, 34-19. Mesher, baseline left to Inskeep. Oh, right back inside of the cutter, Larger. It rolls off. No good. Tough break. Offensive board by the scrappy Minster team, though. Ball thrown to the arc to Hemmelgarn. Hemmelgarn checked out there by Pringer. 30 feet away on the right, it's Mesher, guarded by Kloffenstein. On top to Inskeep, picked up by Reichert. Ball thrown, paint area to Lamb. Punched away by Jackson Center and stolen by Biederman. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Reichert spotting up and shooting the three. Looks good. It is good. Oh, she had a toe on the line. It's a long two-pointer. 34-21 in favor of Minster, which counters in a hurry. Baseline right, runner is no good, but Lamb. Rebound down to the Jackson Center Tigers, who hustle the other way and trying to fling it in on the go while motoring toward the rim from the right side of the court. Is Jackson Center's Presley Reese. She's bumped as she was gliding toward the basket, and she'll get two. Foul shot is up, and it's no good off the back brace. 34-21 Minster. 3:46 to go here in the third. Boy, can you imagine how potent this Minster team would be with Lily Barhorst, 5'11 in the middle, double-digit score a year ago, nearly 10 rebounds a game. Excuse me. Free throw good by Reese.
missed one, made one. Lily is here, oftentimes, I think, on the bench every game, right with the club. May not be available most all season. Oh, what a shot by Minster. Well done. Abriana Webker went dancing through the paint area and just flipped it in over her left shoulder while moving parallel to the foul line right below the stripe.
She got style points for that one.
36-22, the lead 14 for Minster. Lichtenberg baseline right for Jackson Center. Cannot hang on. Another floor miscue, and Minster gets it back up 14. Final 3:10 of the third. Here is the ball thrown outside the arc on the left to Lamb for Minster. Cross-court, it's fed to Hemmelgarn. Down inside, intended for Inskeep. She's held. Common personal. Minster so deep. Pretty good height all the way across the board. Wildcats have played a strong schedule, losing here at home to Ottoville, Marion Local, and Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded by Minster. Stolen on the play by Reichert. Reichert outlet to Reese. Reese takes it right to the rim hard with the left hand, and it's a two-shot foul upcoming. 36-22, Minster, 2:54 to go here in the third. Good defensive play, nice takeaway by McKinley Reichert, leading to the two-shot situation at the stripe here for Presley Reese of Jackson Center. And the 5'9 junior is short on the free one. Second one upcoming, 14 fouls on Minster in the quarter. Second free throw, swish. And it's 36-24. The lead a dozen for Minster, which throws it through the hands of Abriana Webker right in front of us. And the ball sailed on down to the other end of the court, out of bounds to the Tigers. Chuck, did I miss something? Was the last free throw registered on the board or not?
1, 2, 4. They should have 23.
Lichtenberg outside the arc on the left. Throws to the cutter in the lane. Ball flipped up by Pringer. Backboard rim, no good. Rebound Minster. Quickly Lamb down the floor, right corner. Looks low on the right to Inskeep. She catches and scores. Jackson Center went for the interception. Tried to pick it off. Couldn't. And the throw to the post was completed on the inside to Inskeep, who laid it through. 38-23. 23 is indeed correct for the Tigers, who are down 15. Good counter by Jackson Center as the ball is fed inside to Reichert. Up strong, short, but a foul on Minster. Two free throws for McKinley. The lead is 15. That's the biggest spread of this game. Riker's foul shot is perfect. 38-24 in favor of Minster. Biederman, Reese, Reichert, Lichtenberg, and Pringer on the floor for the Jackson Center Tigers. Reichert spot on, each free throw dead center. 38-25 Minster. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Crossover dribble, Hemmelgarn. Gives it up 30 feet away to Callie Schmiesing, the freshman guard. Coming out to catch is Inskeep. Back on top to Ava Stammen to Schmiesing. Schmiesing through the top of the circle. She's doubled. Got to get rid of it. Makes a weak pass. Jackson Center gets a fingertip on it. There's a reach in committed by somebody for the visiting team.
Biederman, she took a hand and shoved her down.
38-25, Minster. A minute 40 to go here in the third. Jackson Center on defense. Wildcats inbound below the rim. Ball fed to Schmiesing. Right back into the corner to the playmaker who'd entered the ball, then went to the corner of the floor, received the pass back, shot the three, missed it wildly, did Webker. Rebound out of bounds to the Tigers. 93 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster ahead by 13. Reese walks it to the timeline for Jackson Center, crosses over, angles into the half court, now goes to Biederman. Biederman fakes left, goes right, picks up her dribble. Very sloppy pass, batted and stolen by Hemmelgarn.
down the floor to Stahmann. Stahmann, baseline left, into the paint, below the rim, knocked out by the Tigers. Minster will enter below the basket. 1:12 to go in the third. The difference, 13 points in favor of Minster. We've got a holding foul, I think, on Lichtenberg.
And they caught a kick on the inbound pass.
Ball was kicked by the Tigers. Lichtenberg could have been called for a foul very easily. Nonetheless, Minster retains it. Up at 13. Each team in the two-shot situation late third quarter. Ball thrown to Inskeep, top of the circle. 25 feet away at Schmiesing. She goes back to Hemmelgarn. And Jackson Center might have deflected the ball near the timeline. It rolled into backcourt, and it's said to be over and back against Minster. Not sure that was the right call. Right in front of us, Biederman inbounding for the Tigers. Throws into a cluster of players. Minster gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. The official looked at the arrow.
Neither one saw who touched it, so they went to the arrow.
Exactly. 58 seconds to go here in the third. 13-point deficit for Jackson Center. Biederman near midcourt, being hounded on the play by Stahmann. Lichtenberg goes down on the floor in the right corner, and a Tiger is guilty of an illegal screen away from the ball. That's Lichtenberg.
I think she took two people out with her. She fouled them both.
Tough break. Jackson Center gives the ball up without a shot taken on that possession. 46 ticks left on the third period clock. Straight away, it's Ava Stahmann for Minster, which is up 13. Foul line extended left. Here's a jump shot pumped up there by Inskeep. No good off the back flange. Oh, the rebound is on the deck. It's below the rim on the floor. Scooped up by Webker. Johnny on the spot and puts it through.
I like that kid. He just plays hard.
22 seconds to go, third quarter. Reichert fadeaway shot behind the foul line. Short goes out of bounds to Minster, which is up 15. 18 ticks to go here in the third. Minster to midcourt. It's Hemmelgarn. Picked up by Pringer. Down to 11. On a weave out back, it's Webker to Schmiesing. 7, 6, 5 to play in the third. Baseline right, Stahmann pivots on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's Inskeep, and she buries it. At the end of the third quarter, good ball rotation by Minster. Addie Inskeep had it in her hands with a second left, and she tossed it in. Biggest lead of the night, 17. Minster 42, Jackson Center 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
We start the fourth quarter. Minster in the lead over Jackson Center's girls, 42-25. Hey, we've been doing business now for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist, additional stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. It is your family styling salon, Cutaway. Mom, dad, the kids, the adult children, all welcome at Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years styling at Cutaway.
Our experience, your style, we will help you create it at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Up 14 seconds into the fourth quarter, a timeout is called. 17-point lead. Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, 1 mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 7:23 left in the fourth. No scoring in this quarter. Minster possession. Mesher behind the foul line. Looks things over. Gives it to Schmiesing. She starts a drive. Cut off. Reverses it back out for Mesher. Broken up out of bounds off the arm of Pringer of Jackson Center. 7:12 to go, fourth quarter. 42-25 Minster, which has led from the start. Bolding out on top 8-3 at the beginning. 17-point advantage, the biggest of the night. That's what Minster currently holds, 42-25. Schmiesing might have gotten away with a double dribble in midcourt, and the ball is knocked out of bounds and comes right to us here at side court, and Jack Kramer just made a heck of a play.
You did. That was to save your nose.
Yep. Might have busted the microphone. I made a deflection back on the hardwood to the official, who hands the ball to the Wildcat playmaker, inbounded by the home team. Into the right corner, it's Larger. On top to Mesher. Dumps it down to Hemmelgarn. Rotated near side for Mesher. Oh, what a nice play by Biederman of Jackson Center. She swiped it at midcourt and then got off balance near the rim and blew the layup and missed her counters. A 3-on-2 the other way, and the layup is good by Larger.
Again, Inskeep, what a good look. I mean, she had a shot at about a six-footer. Found Larger under the basket. Boy, they just share the ball well.
And fine assist-making tonight by the Minster girls. The lead by 19, 44-25. Here's Reese on the arc for Jackson Center in the left corner to Biederman. Biederman zips across the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Shot short. No good. Rebounded by Minster. Hustling ahead is Mesher. Tries to hit the cutter. It is off the foot of Inskeep, and it rolls over the end line out of bounds to the Tigers, who are now down 19, 44-25. Under six to play. Long lob down to Riker in the lane. She is hemmed in. Gives it up on the arc to Biederman. Right back into McKinley. Hooking foul against Mesher of Minster. One foul in each team. First 2 minutes, 18 seconds, fourth quarter. 44-25 in favor of Minster. Don't forget tomorrow night on the air about 6:45 p.m. from Rushi. Rushi Raiders, Anna Rockets, boys action for you on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night. Ball inbounded below the rim by Jackson Center. Minster gets a hand on it. Tie-up ensues, and we'll jump it up. Look at the arrow. Jackson Center retains the ball. Baseline right of the rim. Playmaker is Springer. Ball thrown to the jump shooter, Riker, outside the lane to the right. Oh, that was pretty. Soft fadeaway from 16. All net, right down through the court. Pure all the way. Good shot by Reichert. 44-27, 17-point lead. Minster in the half court.
Ball is knocked out of bounds, far side of the floor, smacked away by Biederman of Jackson Center. Minster sneezing will throw in.
I'll tell you what, Riker might be the best basketball player in the Shelby County League for girls. She has got a shot that is impressive as heck.
Yep, indeed. No doubt about it. Here is Minster at midcourt. Himmelgarn on the arc to Lamb. Cross court to Schmiesing. Lichtenberg on her. Coming out to catch straight away Lamb. Another long three by the Wildcats who've sunk a few tonight. That one is heavy by Webker. Weak side rebound laid in on the play, but larger. Good game for her. She's been alert all night, very aware. 19-point game. Jackson Center off and running down the floor, and a defensive foul against Minster. 46-27 in favor of Minster. 4:50 left to go here in the fourth. After our action tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, we will be idle through the Christmas break until next Thursday or Friday. Stay abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. Offensive foul called against Reese of Jackson Center, who bolted toward the foul line after catching the ball on the far left flank. And then she used the elbow to fend off the Minster defensive player, got the shot away, might have made it, but it's disallowed. Offensive foul. Minster to midcourt on a weave at Schmiesing. Given up straight away to teammate Webker. Ball lobbed into the left corner. Deflected by Jackson Center and stolen down to Biederman, who stops inside the arc. Lets it fly. Hit the backboard. Rim came off. Long board to Pringer. Now Reichert for the Tigers. Lichtenberg 25 feet away. 46-27. Minster in the lead. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Lichtenberg bounce pass left side to Pringer at the elbow on the left. It is Klopfenstein. Klopfenstein stumbles, got away with one walk, not the second turnover. It will be Minster's possession. 4:07 to go here in the fourth. 46-27 Minster. Hey, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. Big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. As Minster works it down inside, wow. Inskeep, two more. The sharing of the ball by Minster has been splendid all night. Quickly attacking at Jackson Center. Reichert caught it low in the left. Shot fake up strong. Was clearly fouled hard. No whistle. Rebound down to Minster, which is up by 21. The inventory available at Goffney Furniture and Mattress is excellent. Long three, Schmiesing is good. She tried a couple quickly after entering the game in the first half, didn't connect. That one was right on the button. 51-27, 24-point spread, Minster. Foul line left, Klopfenstein for the Tigers, and a reach in from behind by Minster, which flicks it away. Just over three to play in the fourth quarter. Ball thrown, right corner, Inskeep on top, Schmiesing. Schmiesing on the bounce, coming out to catch is Kayla Lamb. Oh, Lamb touched the ball with both hands, then continued to dribble, got away with a violation. She had the official screened. Ball lobbed across court, handled there by Webker. Webker down in the right corner. Minster skips it across the floor to Schmiesing. Here's another one. Yes, sir. Count it. Oh, boy, what a fine-looking freshman this young lady is. Callie Schmiesing for Minster. A couple of triples in a row. Here's a sloppy pass by Jackson Center. Stolen by Minster. Run out down the floor. Bad pass out of bounds to the Tigers with 2:21 left. 54-27. Minster has owned this second half.
Yeah, they played really well. And boy, if they could get Carly Schmiesing to grow about 3 inches over the summer, she would be unstoppable. She's a heck of a shooter.
Well, what head coach Mike Wiss said in the pregame is right on. We witnessed it. No deer in the headlights for Callie Schmiesing, the ninth grader. She looks like a seasoned junior. Timeout called. 2:14 left in the game. 27-point lead. Minster over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
After the timeout, Jackson Center flips the ball on the play to Biederman. Foul line extended left. Her 15-footer is short. Minster collects the board. Wildcats bring it down. Under two to play in the fourth. Minster's in the lead by 27 points. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. Family owned and operated, four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. Inventory fantastic right now. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, dining room sets, bedroom suites. We've got you covered at Goffney Furniture and Mattress, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. Here's good ball reversal by Minster. Ball thrown weak side down low on the right to Larger, who gets two more. I tell you what, it seems like about two-thirds, three-fourths of these Minster baskets tonight, Chuck. The result of great assist making.
Yeah, that's what you want to see. You want to see about a 60% to 70%.
Midcourt with the ball is Reese for Jackson Center. 50 seconds to go in the fourth. Right side pass to Biederman. On the bounce into the corner, baseline below the rim. Flips it to the three-point shooter. Shot by Reese off the mark. Minster's got the board with 40 ticks to go in the fourth. Wildcats take it back out. Webker on the bounce at the Wildcats logo. Throws it down the right side to Larger. Got away from her. Good play by Mike Wiss. Down at the end of the Minster bench. 30.9 to go in the fourth. 56-27 in favor of Minster, which has been super tonight. Phenomenal game. Turned in by the Lady Wildcats.
Well, in Webker's defense, Mike Wiss was open.
22, 21, 20 seconds to go here in the fourth. Oh, a nice little pick and roll. And a substitute for Jackson Center in off the bench. Gets the basket. Nice play. Carly Sweeney, 5'7 senior. Good dish to her. Under 10 to play in the fourth. 56-29. Lichtenberg steals for Jackson Center. Outlet to Reese. Open for the gimme at the buzzer. It counts. And that's it. Minster 56 in Jackson Center 31. A splendid final two quarters of play turned in by the Minster Wildcats, who jumped out on top 8-3, built the lead to 13 on a few occasions in the first half. Once led by as many as 29 at 56-27, the final difference is 15 at 56-31. Hey, don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware has Century Power tools for you. Made in America, lifetime warranty. Saw blades, drill bits, all that and more at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Everything right now 15% off at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Drop in, tell Darren Yingst you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware allows you to save big time on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Jackson Center's Pro Hardware. Like them on Facebook, your one-stop shop for home improvement. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. 15% off right now at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We'll return with more postgame for you in a few minutes, 56-31. The Minster girls defeat Jackson Center tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well. Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
And welcome back here to Minster. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Minster girls whip Jackson Center here tonight. Final tally 56-31. Biggest margin very late in the game at 56-27. Minster's first home win of the year, having dropped games to Ottoville, Marion Local, and Fort Loramie, all here at the Minster Gym. Minster girls now advance on the season to 5-3. Jackson Center with the loss, now 5-3. At Jackson Center's next game, Saturday, December 23rd, that's coming up in a couple of days. Home date with New Knoxville. Then next Thursday, home with Fairlawn. Minster's at Anna on Saturday. And then next Thursday, home with Parkway in the MAC. Chuck?
Well, taking a look at the stats tonight, I mean, Jackson, I thought in the first half they turned the ball 15 times. but they shot the ball pretty well. Second half, they didn't turn it as much, but they didn't shoot the ball as well. So kind of a tale of two halves. Individual scoring for Jackson, they were led by McKinley Riker with 16. Then they drop all the way down to Presley Reese with 5. And Mike Clancy's player of the game for the Tigers is going to be McKinley Reichert. On the other side, much more balanced, 14 for Larger and 13 for Mesher. Mm-hmm. Those two young ladies are on a roll. 7 from Webker. She had a terrific game, too. 6 each from Niemeyer and Mesher and Carly Smeezing. Then they got 3 from Hemmelgarn and 2 from Lamb. 56 for the game. I'm going to go with Addie Inskeep. She had 13 points, but she had at least 6 assists tonight. So she's going to be my Clancy's player of the game for the Wildcats.
And for Jackson Center, it's McKinley Riker.
Yes,
Riker and Inskeep, our stars of this game, brought to you by Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Minster girls defeat Jackson Center tonight 56-31. As we noted, we have the Anna at Rushi boys game for you tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com. Bodkins plays at Houston in SCAL boys action tomorrow night. Fort Lorm is at Fairlawn, and Cincinnati College Prep is at Jackson Center. We'll conclude our broadcast this evening in a moment. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Please keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our schedule of games following Christmas. We will have action for you here online free of charge on scoresbroadcast.com beginning again next Thursday or Friday after tomorrow night's presentation of the Anna boys game at Rushi. Minster defeats Jackson Center tonight here on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to our online listeners, we wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, the final score, the Minster girls 56, Jackson Center 31.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.